Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I would always hear doors opening and closing out in this building. I'd hear that. I'd walk out there, and there wasn't a single door that had opened. There was nothing. You'd hear footsteps out there, like people walking around in big mezzanines, and you'd always hear creaking, and you thought, well, maybe it's the wind, maybe it's not. You never really knew what it was. What in the world did I just see? I saw this ghost pacing back and forth on this mezzanine.
This is the Cryptid Creatures Podcast. I am Brian, and with me, as always, is my co-host Todd. What's going on, buddy?
We got a different kind of show coming up today, Brian.
We do. I'm excited.
We're not going to talk about cryptid encounter, but we're going to talk about paranormal and ghost encounters today.
That's right. Yep.
Kind of a first for us, although we've had other guys on the show that we've talked to.
We've had some other paranormal stuff, but this one is pure ghost.
Yes, it is. Pure ghost, pure encounter. So, really, really interested in see what our guest Brian has to say about this tonight.
Yeah, me too.
Let's bring him on.
Yep, let's get him.
Okay. Brian, thanks for coming on the show and talking to us.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Glad to have you.
So, Brian, we're going to do something different on our episode tonight with you. We normally have cryptid encounters. Tonight, we're going to step into the paranormal side of things a little bit and talk about some ghost encounters that you had. Is that right?
That is correct.
Why don't you tell us what happened, when this happened, what year it was in, and all the details and everything?
Sure. Well, it's kind of been ongoing. It started about close to 20 years now. I had started a new job at a company, and it's a manufacturing company, and there's an old building, and I think that it was on like some old farmland a long time ago. I'm not real sure. There used to be an old white farmhouse that was along the road, and where this building was placed was kind of behind it. And then I think about a year or two after I started there, they tore this old farmhouse down. And I always thought it was, you know, I always had in the back of my head thinking about ghosts. You know, you always think about that, old houses, ghosts in the area. And there was a guy that used to work in the building, and every once in a while he'd say something about seeing a ghost. And I thought he was just always messing around, always joking. So I never really took him serious. And this went on for quite a while. He'd say that he'd see the guy, and he was pretty descriptive of what he saw. And he said he would see him usually early in the morning when it was starting to get cold out. And during the summer, he wouldn't see him a whole lot. But, you know, as you have those real cool mornings, as it gets into like springtime, and a little bit warmer in the day, but in the mornings he would just appear. And there were these big like catwalks, and they would just see him up there just pacing back and forth. And it was this one guy always told me this story, and I was always like, yeah, whatever, come on, whatever. You know, I wasn't really believing it. And I would work sometimes really late hours. There would be some days where, you know, I would be there, you know, at midnight or later, be there all by myself. And I would always hear doors opening and closing out in this building. And we had maintenance crews that would come in and out all the time. And I'd hear that. I'd walk out there, and there wasn't a single door that had opened. There was nothing. And I didn't think anything of it for the longest time, but I'd always hear that and always go check. And I was thinking, okay, why would maintenance or why would anybody be here these really late hours? And you'd hear like footsteps out there, like people walking around in big mezzanines, and you'd always hear creaking, and you thought, well, maybe it's the wind, maybe it's not. You never really knew what it was, but there was a lot of just weird noises. It started out, and there was one day, this fellow that was always telling me about this ghost, there was nobody else in the building. I think he was getting ready to leave. And I thought he was way down at the end of the building. And I think there was somebody else there getting ready to leave. I said, hey, is that, we'll call him John. Is that John over there? He's like, no, he's sitting right here beside you. I'm like, what in the world did I just see? So way down there where this guy always described this ghost, I saw this ghost pacing back and forth on this mezzanine. And I saw it as clear as day. I thought it was this guy. But then I remember looking, as I was looking, he had like an old stovepipe hat, kind of like the old like Abraham Lincoln, how everybody describes him. He had a beard, like a long trench coat, stovepipe hat. I remember it as clear as day that's what he was. And so from that time on, I'm like, all right, I truly, truly believe that, there is a ghost here. But then after that, there's even more weird, weird things that were happening. And really the only people that knew about this were, myself and the guy that was telling me the stories. And, we would tell other people, but nobody would ever believe us. To the point where we started, we would go up in this mezzanine area where this ghost seemed to want to hang out. I don't know why it was up there, but it was a fairly big area. And there was a time when there was one person that would work up there. It was a female, and she'd be up there all by herself, doing her thing, and she'd always have headphones on. And she always reported of feeling like somebody either standing behind her or like somebody tapping her on her shoulder. And she turned around and there was nobody ever there. So my buddies, we actually set up a table and like some cards and stuff to try to mess with the ghost to see if we could get it to change stuff. And we tried to set a camera up, and yeah, none of that worked, but, there just was multiple things that kept happening, kept being reported up there. And we were talking to the plant manager one day. This is probably years and years and years after this, after all a lot of stuff started happening. And he said that it would be late at night or later in the afternoon when he's getting ready to leave. It would be dark in there, and he'd be walking around, and he would hear footsteps like somebody was walking behind him. And he never really thought anything of it until we started talking about the ghost story. And then he really got freaked out. We had had an instance where there was a big cage where we would lock up like TVs and stuff that was kind of expensive. And they also had an area up there where guys would unbox things and kind of prep them for the next day. And there was empty boxes all over the floor. And one day, this guy, he comes running down, almost crying. And he comes to the plant manager and he's like, I am never going up there ever again. And he's like, what happened? He said, these were long cardboard boxes. He said, these cardboard boxes were picked up and just like started shooting straight into this cage. And this guy, I mean, he was not messing around. He was scared to death. And after that, I think that guy never went back up there. But it's in the same area where that girl used to work, where, you know, she'd always feel the tap on her shoulder. And then after that, I think that's when we told the plant manager that we had, you know, that we hasn't been ghost here for a long time. And that's when he told us his story of hearing him. And so now that building has a reputation of being haunted. But I haven't been at that building for quite a few years, and I don't believe that there's been any more reports of anything. And there's been, you know, the guy that works there now, he puts in some late hours sometimes, and it's like, well, I left, he left, which is really, really weird.
So maybe he liked you.
Maybe. And, you know, the crazy thing is, so I had an office that wasn't like in the actual plant. It was attached to it. But I never, ever, ever had any issues with anything ever happening within the office. So, you know, all the encounters and everything happened out in the building.
Up there on that mezzanine, is there like tools, saws?
No. Nope. No, there's nothing. It's basically a big storage area. And for some reason, when it started getting cool out, or he would, early in the morning, just kind of pace back and forth. And I thought about doing a little research and on the area and the land and see if it, you know, what used to be there. I'm sure it was farmland, but
yeah, that was going to be my next question. Did you ever look into that?
I haven't. Like you said, I don't even know where to start. But yeah, I'd like to dig into that. But I truly believe that this has something to do with that old white farmhouse that was there.
That'd be fun to see if that's the case.
Yeah.
When you saw this guy walking across the mezzanine, did you see what? Did he look like a clear, normal person? Was it a little fuzzy? No, ghost-ish? What did you see?
It was almost. It's kind of strange because it was. I mean, you know, on TV, you see, you know, they portray ghosts and they're like black and white and they're kind of glowing. Mm-hmm. That's what it was, but it was enough of a figure that I thought it was a person. Now. It was probably a good, maybe 20 yards away. But it was, I mean, it was clear enough that it was a person.
Wow. So when your friend or the other guy that worked with you was talking about how he had seen it before you saw it, did he describe it to you?
Yeah.
Is that what you saw?
Yeah, exactly.
So he described. Okay.
Yeah. And I thought that, you know, for the longest time he was just messing with me. But then when I saw that, I was like, oh, man, he was right on. And those guys would always start, you know, like, say, 4 or 4:30 in the morning. So they were always there real, real early. And that's when he said he would see him. It was real early in the morning. But the day I saw him, he actually was probably 4 o'clock in the afternoon. But I don't remember what time of year it was. But, like, when it was, if it's summertime, real warm out. Nothing. He just liked early morning when it was cool. I'm not sure why.
Maybe because, and I'm just throwing stuff out there. Maybe because he was a farmer and that was his land and that's when he planted.
That's kind of what I'm thinking. Yeah, that makes great sense. He, he was always up early. Maybe he was, you know, the direction that catwalk was, it was almost like at one end is where the house was. And maybe he was walking to do his chores to the barn or something like that.
Maybe.
But yeah, where that white house
was, man. Look, I got goosebumps. I love this shit.
And, you know, I got another story from a long time ago, back when I was in high school. I don't really remember the details real well, but so I've got an older sister. She's about 5 years older than me. And when I was, I think it's about a junior or senior in high school, she thought it would be fun, me and her and two other people, which I don't even remember who that was. We're going to go to a cemetery with a Ouija board. And stupid, young.
That's a bad idea.
That's fine. Sure, it's like fun.
Oh, sure.
Well, there's this really, 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 really old cemetery. And I think it's called Jackson Cemetery. Not even sure what the name is. It's not too far from where I work. And it is old. And when you pull in there, there's like this this big old huge like metal wrought iron like sign. And it just looks old. And it's really long lane that you drive down to get back there. And of course we did this at, I don't know, 11 o'clock at night. You know, it had to be dark, had to be late, right?
Yeah, of course.
We go out there and, you know, we're messing around with the Ouija board. And the crazy thing is, I don't remember anything really happening with the Ouija board. Like, I don't know if we, you know, contact any spirits or anything like that, which, you know, I've done the Ouija board before, like when I was a kid in my parents' basement, where we actually connected with somebody. And, you know, I don't know if you've ever done a Ouija board before, but, you know, it takes two people and everybody always thinks the other person is moving. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you always ask it questions and it pretty much proves to you that the other person, you know, doesn't know this stuff. So it's pretty crazy. But I don't remember a whole lot of anything happening when we were actually using the Ouija board at the cemetery. So for some reason, I don't know if we got spooked or just thought that, you know, it was time to leave. So we threw the Ouija board and everything in the trunk of her car. And then we all hop in the car and we're driving down this long lane. And I remember somebody somewhere had said to me that, you know, when you leave a cemetery, you never look back. So of course, what do I do? Yeah, I look back because that's fun, right? That's what you do. And I remember seeing this light kind of glowing. And remember, this cemetery is out literally in the middle of nowhere. There's nothing else around it. So it's dark as dark. And I remember just seeing this light, which I thought was kind of odd. And then almost this sense of something is following us, to the point where I think my sister was driving. I'm like, you need to step on it and get the hell out of here, because you just had that weird feeling. So we drove for quite a while, and we went to we stopped at a gas station, a really small gas station, and we pulled in there. And I don't know why. I think we opened the trunk to see if the Ouija board was still there. But as soon as that trunk opened up, like every hair on my body stood up. And it's like you almost imagine that there was a spirit in there, or a whole bunch of spirits. As soon as you open that trunk and let them go, they all just went. And you just got that feeling over you. And I remember looking at the person who was working inside there. And you just got this feeling of like this guy being almost like the devil. It was the weirdest thing I've ever seen. He was real pale. He had black hair, like a vampire kind of got that feeling. And I'm like, we need to get the hell out of here. I said, slam that trunk and get out of here. Just praying that nothing is still with us. And, you know, whatever is gone is gone. And nothing's really happened after that. It was just a weird series of events where you had all these paranormal feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I guess people said I'm an empath. So, you know, you can feel people's energy and you can feel things. So, you know, if you walk in a room with a bunch of angry people, as soon as you walk in, you feel all that, you know, negative energy. So as I've been real prone to, you know, feeling that kind of stuff. And even out in that manufacturing building, just always just feeling that something was there.
First of all, I want to say Ouija boards, bad news, bad news.
Remember, I was young and dumb.
Yeah.
I would not.
Yeah, we all were. Yeah.
Yeah. No way.
I can honestly say I've seen a Ouija board. I think I've probably held a Ouija board, but I've never used a Ouija board as it's intended to be used. We had a guest on before talking about Ouija boards, and they're pretty bad news. I suggest people not to mess with them. They shouldn't even make these things, but I think they do, and they sell them at Walmart still. So
they do.
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend. It's they're fun, but I don't recommend it, because you're gonna open up some stuff, and there's gonna be some stuff coming towards you that
is not. They're a portal.
To
bad news.
Bad.
And Hasbro makes them.
Right.
So do you think by doing that with the Ouija board, do you think that maybe drew other spiritual ghost type entities towards you in life? You said you've had a couple other, or maybe the one at your, where you worked, or was it there before you? I don't know.
I think, the older you get, the older I get, you're more aware of yourself. So you maybe become more aware of those feelings and everything. I don't know if they've always been there, but if they were, it's not anything that I was really paid attention to. I don't know if that, the Ouija board itself had any impact on anything, or maybe just coincidence. We had done the Ouija board another time at a cemetery. I don't know, we were stupid, but nothing happened then, which was,
that's good.
I was kind of disappointed, honestly. It was just really weird.
Maybe you could take the Ouija board back to that building you were in and take it upstairs and see if you can. No, don't do that.
I think that'd be a great podcast for you. You could do a Ouija board session.
A Ouija board.
Do it live from there.
No, I don't think we're
going to get you one location.
You two could do that, not me.
Oh, hey, we're up for that. We'll do some investigations if we can get.
Yeah, but not with a Ouija board.
No, not happening. But Brian, you're a pretty spiritual guy, I think, and we've talked before about this. But what do you think these entities and ghosts are? What's your theory on these things? Are they people from past lives? Are they something else?
Absolutely. I don't know. I always say that, they're maybe unfinished business, or, there's maybe they're in purgatory. I don't know if I really know exactly what or why, but there's a reason, and there's a reason that they, make themselves appear. And sometimes, if they see, maybe this guy had a tractor killed him or something like that, and he never got a chance to say goodbye to his wife or kids. So, he may not even know he's dead. So just pacing back and forth, maybe going from his house to the barn, he thinks he's still doing that. Or he realizes it and thinking, maybe if I do that, I'll get a chance to say goodbye to my kids, or, whatever that last thing that he didn't have a chance to do. I really think it's because of unfinished business. There's something that they needed to.
A traumatic sudden death, maybe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, and then I think, if you have evil spirits, maybe it's, maybe they actually had made it to where they maybe turned evil, I guess, and they liked it and they wanted to torment. Maybe they're tormented when they were alive and they just want to torment everybody else. I don't know.
Get bored.
Yeah. Why not? Be a little fun. Yes, people. Yeah.
Get a laugh out of it. Yeah. Okay. There's so many people that, are having more and more ghost encounters, I think, out there. And, even myself, I feel like I have something kind of weird at my home. I always feel strange in certain areas of my home that are kind of quiet, dark, and, unattended. So who knows?
Well, I'll tell you, I do IT at my day job. And when I go into some of our plants, when the lights are off, that's creepy.
And, everybody's had that feeling of, maybe in your basement and you're walking upstairs and it's dark, or somewhere where it's dark, mm-hmm. and you get that feeling that something is behind you. Something is chasing you, and you're all by yourself and you're like, you're running up like a little schoolgirl, almost screaming, trying to get away from it. But you have that feeling, you're like, something is there. And sometimes the feeling that it's an okay thing. And sometimes you're like, no, this isn't okay. I need to get out of here.
Yeah. I've had that feeling before too. I've
had that feeling many times. Eh?
I had watched this series that I think it was on the History Channel. Maybe I'm not sure where it was. It was called, just God. It was Morgan Freeman had, and it was, multiple series, and, he touched, he went all over the world and touched on all different aspects of religion, and every part of it wasn't just Christianity, it was everything, and even down to like Satanism and stuff like that. And on that episode, I remember watching it at night, And I think, you know, everybody else was in bed because it was late. And they did this part where there was a seance. And I remember watching that and just getting that feeling like something that was on that TV, like opened something up and something came into my living room. That lasted about 3 days where you just had that feeling all the time. But only when it was dark.
I watched that show. That was good.
Yeah, it's great. If you haven't seen it, I recommend it. It's fantastic. Mm-hmm. Series. Fantastic.
I haven't seen it, I don't think. Maybe parts of it, but I haven't seen the whole thing. I'll have to check it out.
I'm sure you can find it somewhere.
Yeah.
We kind of had a theory about all this. You know how people are more sensitive than others. Mm-hmm. Did you ever have any trauma in your life when you were younger? Or did you have, were you around a lot of death?
Not that I know of. You know, they say, you know, if you have like PTSD, you don't remember a lot of it or anything.
Right.
But I don't think so. I don't remember ever being around death.
We've talked to some other people who are very sensitive to the paranormal, and they've had, you know, near-death experiences or loved ones have died, you know, in their arms or whatever, just traumatic.
No, you know,
something to connect to the other side.
Nothing quite like that. Nothing I can think of.
Well, maybe you're just one of the lucky ones that's super sensitive.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I wouldn't call it lucky. It's kind of a nuisance sometimes.
Could be a gift.
And when Brian says sensitive, he doesn't mean sensitive in the term that the person's meek to it. It just means that he's more open to it. Entities and paranormal things tend to be more attracted to those kind of people.
Right.
Yeah, and I would describe it as energy. You know, you can feel energy. And they talk about, you know, auras. You know, some people say they can see auras.
Yep.
Which is like the energy field around you, and different colors represent different things. And, you know, that's the same way with energy. I can feel like negative energy. I can feel positive energy. I can feel when somebody is sluggish energy, I guess you'd say. I mean,
kind of what I'm talking about. And that's why, I mean, obviously, if you can feel that, a ghost is going to feel that, or a spirit or something. He's going to feel that and come to you.
Great.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, through a Ouija board, yeah.
Yeah. Or anything.
So what's your thought about possession? Possessions, being possessed by spirits, demons, ghosts, what have you?
I don't know. I believe it's very possible. I don't see how it couldn't be possible. I don't know if I have a real strong opinion. I don't have a whole lot of experience with that other than what I've seen on TV. But I believe that, I mean, it's a thing and it's possible. And, you know, I believe in, you know, exorcisms. I believe if you have a house where you feel it's haunted, you should get a priest or something in there to, you know, bless the house or, you know, do something to clear it of all that bad stuff. I believe it's possible that, you know, the spirits could be strong enough too that, you know, that they could actually take over a person's body and maybe to help, you know, they've got that unfinished business and they think that, okay, if I can go through this person. There was a movie a long time ago, it was called Touch. If you've ever seen that, I think Denzel Washington was in it. And there was this evil, evil spirit that it basically jumped from body to body through touch. So once it got in this first person's body, you know, it'd walk around and it would just touch somebody else and it would jump from person to person. Like you'd never kill the spirit because it was always jumping from person to person, which is crazy. I believe in that too.
It's possible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So back to Ouija boards, why do you think they haven't created a better Ouija board or a more up-to-date Ouija board? Do you think it's because...
if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Man. That's what I'm just saying. Because it works so damn well, they don't need to, or what?
Yeah, it's weird. You know, I'm wondering, is there even like a Ouija board app?
Oh.
Yes, I think there is.
Yeah. I
don't know. I got to look.
Look, Brian.
You talk about getting into technology. That's probably why they haven't changed it, because now they have an app. But.
Man, we're going to get so many people in trouble. Listen to this.
I'm not kidding.
You know, and I really wonder with the Ouija board, what is it with that? Because really, you know, it's just a board with letters and, you know, a couple words on it. And I don't understand why it works, but it does.
Yeah. I've heard that. I've never heard someone say it's a piece of crap, it doesn't work, it's fake, it's BS. Everyone that I've heard that's used it feel like there's something to it. Is that the app? There's a Ouija
board and witch board simulator.
Oh my gosh. I guess
your phone's gonna be possessed.
I guess
I am not downloading it.
Hopefully our listeners don't either, but I know somebody probably will. So
unbelievable.
We'll see what happens with that. But yeah,
Ouija board.
I don't understand.
There's a bunch of them. There's a bunch of them.
Just an old wooden board and some numbers and letters and.
Yeah, I'd like to do a little research and see what, you know, the history of the Ouija board, you know, where it originated and, you know, what's the story behind it.
I'm not sure, but I think, correct me if I'm wrong if you find this out, I think it was a way that a guy back in the day wanted to communicate with his dead wife. And he created this to be able to contact her. Someone was wanting to contact a dead relative or a dead husband or wife, I think. And they created this to do it or something like that. I'm probably full of BS, but.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I think I heard that at some point, but I don't know.
It's amazing how many apps there are.
There's an app for everything.
Right? Yeah.
We need an app. We need a Cryptid Creatures app.
We do.
Yeah. That would be awesome.
That's a go-to app or for the website when that comes out. So.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So, Brian, what else is going on with you these days? Are you running anything weird? Are you going to plan on going back to that building that you had saw the other entity at? What's your thoughts on all that?
Yeah, you know, I would love to go back and hang out there. The crazy thing is this building has been added on twice in that area. So it's expanded, so it's longer. So I'd be curious to see if that would still show up in the same area, but that part of the mezzanine is still there. So the big catwalk that he used to walk on is not there anymore. Mm. But the areas where the boxes were flying and the girl kept getting her shoulder tapped, those areas are still there. I know the guy that pretty well that works there, and I ask him every once in a while, have you ever seen or heard anything? He says no. And it's kind of funny because we actually started this. There's another one of our buddies who is really, really skittish. And we told him about this. And he refused to go out into this building. And we would always try to trick him and try to get him to come out there. And then when we get him out there, we would like hide around the corner and scare him. And it led to me creating this YouTube channel. It's called Time to Scare Charlie. And so I've been scaring him for years, but it all stemmed from this ghost and in this building.
Okay. We'll have to check that out. Time to scare Charlie on YouTube.
Time to scare Charlie.
Get our listeners to check that out too.
It's just a montage of a bunch of Time to Scare Charlie videos over the years.
Okay.
That'll be popular. We'll get you some downloads.
But yeah, I would love to go back there. And then, you know, we had researched a little bit as far as, you know, cameras and is there anything we could do that, you know, set things up. So like throughout the night, maybe catch something there. But a lot of it was like equipment that was way more expensive than we were willing to spend.
Unfortunately. Mm-hmm.
But if anybody's got any ideas of something, I'd love to go in there and try to catch this guy or, you know, talk to him.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Yeah. Because I don't think he's not angry or mean. You know, he's, like you say, probably an old farmer, and he's just a good guy. So he never hurt anybody.
You know, again, talking about apps, there's an app for that too. There's a, yeah. You know, there's, yeah, there's a, what do they call it? The ghost box or whatever they're called with the, you know, the radio that picks up the frequencies.
Oh.
So you can like hear if there's somebody there talking and you say, hey, is there somebody here? And they answer back. You can pick it up.
Oh,
you can get that on your cell phone.
Wow. Yeah. I'll look into that. And yeah, maybe I'll make some trips out there late at night.
I think it's called Ghost Box.
I'll look that up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Check it out and see what you can come up with. I was going to ask you earlier, did you feel threatened by this thing? But apparently you didn't feel threatened by this.
Nope. Never. Like I said, because, you know, when I was in my office, you know, even real late at night and all by myself, nothing. But even when I was out in the plant, I never felt threatened ever. I felt like something was there, but never, ever threatened.
Well, that's good, I guess.
Yeah. Otherwise, I would be like that one guy and probably try and scream and say, I'm never working here ever again.
Right.
Well, if I would have got tapped on the shoulder, that would have taken one time for me and no one else being up there. I probably wouldn't have went back in the building, let alone up there.
No kidding. That girl must have had nerves of steel.
Yeah. I don't know what her deal was, unless she thought it was just coincidence, but she always had headphones on too. So she was never really paying attention to what was of anything around there. So she may have thought somebody was messing with her all the time, but
could be.
Yeah, I had heard that. Yeah. I know what that is. You know, that's just the guy. And you know, a lot of times people will name their ghost. I don't think we ever had a name for him. Maybe Abe or something. I don't know.
Look it up and start researching that. You might find his name.
Yeah.
What era do you think he was in? Like 1850s, 1840s, that kind of era kind of thing? Is that what you describe him as, his dress?
Yeah, if not even maybe.
If he had that kind of hat on.
Yeah, I'm truly honest when I say that it was like Abe Lincoln. That's what he looked like.
The giveaway code is Bigfoot 22. Maybe it was Abe Lincoln.
So mid to late 1800s, early 1900s, somewhere around there.
Probably early 1800s, maybe. I don't know. Yeah. You'd be curious too to see like old farmers back then when they did their chores. Did they have what do they call it? Stovepipe?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I just started thinking about that. I don't know if he'd wear that to go to do his chores. Maybe he was walking to the neighbors or.
Maybe he's going to church or something.
Yeah. Yeah, because he wasn't. Yeah, he wasn't dressed up in like work clothes. It was maybe Sunday clothes.
Huh.
Well, now I think about it, I should have documented what days it was. Maybe it was like Mondays and he was coming back from church on Sunday.
Well, maybe.
I don't know. I guess I messed that one up.
Well, I tell you what, though, I've heard.
That's the kind of stuff you don't think of at the time, you know?
Yeah.
I've heard stories of guys out in the woods hunting. In fact, I saw this on one of the TV documentaries. There's a guy out in the woods hunting, and he sees a Revolutionary War soldier staring at him from around a tree. But it's not a normal look. It's like a zombie-looking, rotted, deteriorated, ugly-looking creature, nasty.
Mm.
But he had like, Revolutionary War uniform on.
Wow.
And the thing just kind of hung around down there and then boom, it was gone. So it's like, you know, out in the middle of nowhere. And then they got lost. They knew these woods like the back of their hand. Him and his buddy coming in and out of there, no problem. Hunted there for a long time. They got lost in there for like 3 hours after that. Just kept circling around, could not get their way out of there. Total disarrayment.
Wow.
So yeah, these things can pop up anywhere and look like Abe Lincoln to a Revolutionary soldier. Why they're these eras or what people are seeing that, I don't know. I mean, obviously they're entities from that era, I'm guessing, but I'm not sure.
Yeah,
you know, you ever seen that movie, I can't remember what, Sixth Sense, I think it's called, you know, where that kid says, I see dead people.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, I think, you know, sometimes there's things that happen and I wonder, you know, am I dead and just don't realize it? Are we all dead? Are we just walking around in this dream, you know, or are we alive, or, you know, what is reality? And I think maybe some of these spirits may not know they're really dead and think that they're still walking around. People can see them and they're talking to them. And, And if they get people to talk back, then they really think they're alive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Or like Bruce Willis, he didn't know he was dead.
Right.
In that movie.
Exactly.
He's still going to work.
Yeah.
Brian, you got anything else that you want?
No, I just got to say, I love your podcast and all the great people that talk about the Bigfoot encounters. And I would love, which I say that now, but a lot of people say, once you see it,
then you probably won't see it otherwise.
But you want to talk about, and I love, I'm almost like a thrill junkie. The thrill of that, you imagine the adrenaline pumping through your body. That would be amazing.
Yeah, that would be. One of these days, hopefully.
Yep.
Well, man, we appreciate you coming on and talking to us tonight.
Some good stories. I like
all
that.
Right. And thank you. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, we love a good ghost story.
And thank you for listening.
Definitely.
Appreciate that, too.
All right. Yeah, I love it. And I can't wait, every week, every Sunday for a new episode.
Awesome.
It's
awesome.
Fantastic for long drives. So
yeah,
listen to them one right after the other.
Yeah. All right,
good,
man.
That's always good to hear. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, if you hear or see anything else or get back to that building and something happens, let us know.
Absolutely. I'll report back.
Cool.
Yeah, especially if you research that guy. I want to know some more about that.
Absolutely. Yeah, okay. I'll do that.
All right, man. You take care, then.
Thank you.
Thanks.
See you.
Bye.
You're listening to the Cryptid Creatures Podcast with Todd and Brian. If you've had an encounter and want to be on the show, email us at info@cryptidcreatures.co or leave a message at 888-5-DOG-MAN.
My hair is standing up on my arms like yours did there.
I did, yeah. I got the
goosebumps.
Yeah, my hair stood straight up. I love that stuff.
I don't know what it is, but talking about getting that feeling of someone behind you, I get that a lot. Sometimes in dark areas, what is it about that? Is something really there? Is it just our imagination?
See, that's the question that nobody can answer. Is it really there or is it all in your mind?
Right.
You never know.
I'm glad we brought him on and talked to him. And if he gets out there, gosh, I hope he sees
something. Yeah, me too. I hope he researches that area.
Maybe get something on camera, video of something eventually someday. If the guy's still hanging around there.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see what happens with that. So.
Yeah, we'll definitely have to follow up on that one.
All right, we got to get out of here. Brian, I thank you again.
Right on, always fun, man.
All right, you take care, my friend. Until next time.
See ya.